J.P. Skelly back at Hanson County Fairgrounds for 4-H Achievement Days here on KOR News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490. Visiting with a sister team for 4-H, Tessa Zenz and Tyra Zenz. They are members of the ALEC Achievers 4-H Club. So, Tessa, we'll start with you. What kind of project do you have here at Achievement Days?
This year I only have one project, and it's mason jar centerpieces.
Tell us about it.
I spray painted them different colors, and then I sanded them down, and then I can pick what kind of things I want to put in and put them out for display.
Where did you get the idea for that?
Pinterest.
Tyra, how about the projects you have this year?
Well, I'm doing a scrapbook page and a selected outfit.
What is a selected outfit?
It's where you go to a store and you pick out an outfit to put together and you show it to the judges and you have to, like, keep the receipt so you can see it.
And you mentioned a scrapbook page. What's the topic of your scrapbook?
Well, I have one that's from state track this year, and I just took pictures from that. And the other is of me and my sister just throughout the years.
And Tessa, what are some of the other things that you've done in 4-H outside of Achievement Days?
The past few years, I've been the MC for Fashion Review, and I've also been a mentor for iLead.
What is iLead?
It's a program that came into Mitchell, and it's where kids with disabilities get to show an animal in front of a judge.
How rewarding was that?
It was cool to see the reaction. It was pretty rewarding.
Tyra, how about you outside of Achievement Days?
Well, last year I was president of my club. I've done that, and that's about it. Outside.
I know that, Tessa, this is your last go-around after a 10-year career in 4-H. What are some of the things that you feel you'll be able to take away from 4-H that'll help you as you go through life?
I think leadership is one of the biggest things that I'll take away from iLead and just from being an older member and kind of teaching what the younger kids to do.
Tyra, how about you?
Well, I'll take away creativity and, like, leadership. Yeah.
Final question for both of you. If someone were to approach you and ask why they should join 4-H, what would you tell them, Tessa?
Because you get to make a lot of new friends and you gain a lot of new skills.
Tyra, how about you?
You develop creativity and, like, in making cool stuff, and, like, leadership, you gain that.
A big thanks to Tessa Zenz and Tyra Zenz, two sisters from the ALEC Achievers 4-H Club here at Hanson County 4-H Achievement Days in Alexandria. We wish you both the best of luck. I'm J.P. Skelly, KOR News Radio, FM 101.3 and AM 1490.